I'm just running into the diesel depot, Freightliner terminal now, and running onto my train. Shunter's calling me forward, and we're going to buffer it up onto the wagons in a minute. What we do is change ends and get a brake test and hope we can go very soon. Well, we have a very light train for going back. We only have 10 or 503 actual tons, so it's well less than half the weight of the train we come up on. Also, this engine, 47007, seems quite a strong machine, not long service, so we should get a good run. The length of the train is 661 feet, so again, it's not too long, and its maximum speed is still 75 miles an hour. Now, we're not due away from here until 01:55, but with a bit of luck, once the train is ready, as long as they've got no other trains about, they might let us go a bit early, so we should be able to make a little bit of time up and perhaps be a little time in hand when we arrive at Didcot. In the Freightliner yard, of course, and the overhead crane, which is a very big machine, has just picked up a maximum size wagon, which is about 60 feet, and he's going on down to put him on our train. He's still loading the train up, so we're not ready at the moment. He's just going over the top of us, and he's lighting the wagon up for about couple of hundred feet behind me and putting a wagon on the train, or a container as you say, not a wagon. Well, it's only 1:15 and we've got a brake test and already had the tip to go, so we're going to get away nice and early. Off we go. We're still in the bottom end of the Freightliner yard, of course, and we got to run out about half a mile before we got on to the main line and head northwards towards Victoria Park, Camden Road, Gospel Oak, and then on to Acton and on to the Western Main Line and home. We're now just coming around Victoria Junction, or what was left of it, Victoria Park Junction, and with such a light load, a strong engine, I'm having a job holding him back to the proper speeds. As soon as I open up, he wants to fly away, but that is no hardship. I'd be quite happy to get going. However, just because we've left about 45 minutes early, there's no guarantee that we're going to get back to Didcot that early, because we can get caught up with a lot of other things in the next 17 miles or so to Acton. But for the moment, things are looking good, and we're just heading up now towards Hackney, or Hackney Wick, as they call it now, Hackney Central. We're now coming over the main road at Hackney Wick, or at least I should say Hackney Central. We have a single yellow to bring us down to Dalston Junction, that brings us on to the old Broad Street line and up through Caledonian Road in Islington, and hopefully straight around Camden and onwards. As you can hear, there's a Freightliner train running past me on the opposite road back towards Stratford. I now have the road to take me across onto the number one lines up through to Camden. This is the old junction, as I said, that come from Broad Street Station. We've now just come through Highbury and Islington stations, and there's a timeout 10 mile an hour check just in front of me, which I'm just coming down for now, with As it's a heavy bank, there's no point in braking too hard or we come down to a stop. And we just on it now, so I can give a little bit more power just to hold him on the 10, because it is quite a heavy climb. Over the 10 mile an hour, so I can open up again, give him a bit of a boost, because you're now coming up through Caledonia Road in Barnsbury, and when you get over the summit of this line, where you cross over the top of the King's Cross main line, and this is where you get the grand view across London, with St Paul's Cathedral, the Telecom Tower, most of the main line stations, and of course looking back eastwards, the new building of the Bank of England. We've now come over the top of the summit and running down towards Camden Road Junction. Now you've got a green light, so we're most likely that we're running straight around the junction up towards Gospel Oak. The right level now, as I look out the window, you can see the Telecom Tower on King's Cross and St Pancras Station buildings in the distance. I have to come down to 20 mile an hour for the junction at Camden Road. We're now coming through Camden Road Junction. And I got the proper signal, the B for the branch line. The line straight ahead goes through onto the Euston main line. We can't go that way, one of the diversions, but this is a proper booked way via Gospel Oak in Acton. Just branching off to the right now. Along the side of me now, down by the Regent's Canal, is the building of TVAM. I don't know if that means anything or not, because the state that business has been in this last little while, I don't think anybody's too happy about it. Still on greens, and we're coming through Kentish Down West Station. The speed is 30 mile an hour. You can pull them up to 35. And the next point is Gospel Oak Junction, and we'll be back onto the line that we came over earlier. Now, as the tape is now fast running out, and I should be picking up a Didcot guard shortly at Acton, so it'll be difficult to talk to you at the same time. With the time at 1:35, we'll finish this tape off, and I hope you enjoy it and understand some of what's been going on, because I expect once it's listened to be very disjointed at times, and if you don't know the areas I'm talking about or visualize what I'm doing, perhaps it won't be as interesting as I think it will be. However, as I say, we're just coming through Gospel Oak Station now, still on greens with a 40-minute time in front of me. I'm well in hand, and hopefully I should be home round about 3 o'clock instead of 3:40. So bye for just now.